multiplying monkeys and simian subtractors, calculating chimpanzees, and apes who add.
Did you know that monkeys can count? Well, on the one hand, we often say it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. But on the other hand, we also say, so easy, even a monkey could do it. So is 1, 2, 3 so easy, even a monkey could do it? Believe it or not, there are still lots of people who require more substantial evidence before believing in mathematical monkeys. I must admit, they do have their reasons, because in the world of counting animals, people have been fooled before. The first famous counting animal was Clever Hans, the horse. Hans would appear with his trainer and answer simple arithmetic problems by tapping out the answer with one of his hooves. People were amazed until it was discovered that Hans was in fact reacting from unintentional cues from his trainer. It seems that as Hans stamped out the answer, his trainer would show his anticipation with body language and would relax as the answer was reached. So you see, testing the numerical abilities of animals can be a pretty tricky task. Since animals don't speak, well, except of course for Mr. Ed, it can be very difficult to decide if they are recognizing the numbers or instead some non-numerical aspect of the test. With a badly designed experiment, it can be easy for the animals to make monkeys out of the scientists. Nevertheless, psychologists Elizabeth Brannan and Herbert Terrace of Columbia University have come up with pretty convincing evidence that monkeys can count, that monkeys can learn how to recognize when one number is bigger than another number. The monkeys are taught to recognize the numbers 1 through 4 in increasing order. They are repeatedly shown computer screens which are divided into 4 regions like a checkerboard with only 4 squares. The squares each contain a picture of a different number of objects, either 1, 2, 3, or 4 things. The monkeys are then taught to touch the pictures in increasing order. For example, maybe the screen would show 1 apple, 2 boats, 3 clouds, and 4 stars. Hopefully, the monkeys would first touch the picture of the apple, then the 2 boats, and so on. When the monkeys get it right, they receive a banana pellet. To make sure that the monkeys aren't simply responding to the pattern of placement of the objects, the positions on the screen have to be varied. To make sure that the monkeys are really learning to count, the size of the objects and the total area that the pictures occupy within the squares also have to be varied. For example, if a picture of 1 object always took up less room than a picture of 2 objects, it would be possible that the monkeys were simply touching the pictures in order of increasing area covered by the groupings of the objects. Even so, the deeper issue is to find out if they've actually learned something about the idea of one group of objects having more things in it than another group. Now the monkeys are shown a computer screen which shows only 2 pictures, each of which contains anywhere from 1 to 9 objects. So either the monkeys see a pair of familiar numbers, like 2 boats and 4 apples, or an old number and a new number, like 3 stars and 7 turkeys, or 2 new numbers of things. If indeed our monkeys have learned something about the notion of greater than, then to get a reward, they will touch the pictures in increasing order. Amazingly, they do. This is exciting for a lot of reasons. One of the biggest is that it's some of the first evidence that representing numbers does not depend on having a spoken language. This may give the psychologists insight into how babies develop mathematical skills even before they learn how to speak. So, now that we know that monkeys can count, what next? Well, can they add, multiply, balance a checkbook? Personally, I'd like to see the psychologists lay to rest another old saying about monkeys in science, one that we hear when some highly unexpected event happens. In these situations, often someone will sagely pronounce, "Well, if you set 1,000 monkeys typing at 1,000 typewriters, eventually one of them will produce Shakespeare. Now there's a study just waiting to be done. And if they can do it, well, then I'll be a monkey's uncle." From Hanover, New Hampshire, this is Dan Rockmore.
Dan Rockmore is professor of mathematics and computer science at Dartmouth College. We have support today from Antioch New England Graduate School's master's and doctoral programs in psychology, education, environmental studies, and management in Keene, New Hampshire, and Northfield Savings Bank Trust Group.